It's really good that you were able to come out to the meeting tonight. I'm going to turn to John's Gospel and chapter number 13. John's Gospel, chapter 13. And it's wonderful to come together and to praise God, and that would please the Father to hear us singing of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes when we're doing that, we really maybe feel the best that we feel in the week. And yet, there are difficult questions that we have to answer in our day-to-day life. And I want to try and answer two questions from the Word of God tonight. And those questions are, where is your Saviour? And the second question is, what is he doing? So we want to try and think about, where is the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? And what is he doing? And I trust that as we find the answers to these things in the Bible, in the Word of God, that they will be a help to anyone who is a believer in the Lord Jesus, as you would seek to live for him. So we're at John's Gospel, chapter number 13, and reading from verse number 33. The Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And we trust that God would bless the reading of his word. We wouldn't have time tonight to have gone through the earlier chapters of John's Gospel. But if we had done that, and if we had listened to the words of the Lord Jesus that were recorded by John, we would have seen that the Lord Jesus was saying, this world is really divided into two. He speaks about those who could come to him, and he speaks about those who would not come to him. And I'll give you the references for this. In John 6 and 37, the Lord Jesus says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." So the Lord Jesus speaks about men and women who would be given to the Son by the Father. He is speaking of those who would believe in him,